This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
One thing that has become abundantly obvious from the failure of our current society is that we need a more merit-based system. Now, this is not going to happen in this society, but after this society collapses, which is coming, and we are rebuilding the next society, we need to think very carefully about who has the power to make law or who has the power to even vote, who has the power to run the institutions of influence, who has the power to work in government, if there is even a government type of structure. I mean, the whole system could be turned upside down. We could be looking at a very different structure of society in the future. But one thing we know for sure is that most of today's voters aren't qualified to vote, right? Many of them can't read, and most of them don't know anything about history. They're not well informed. They have no critical thinking capabilities remaining. So they're not qualified to vote. And if you had a merit-based society, you would have to earn the right to vote. Voting should not be something that you're just born with. Voting should be something that you earn. You earn the right to vote. You earn the right to be a citizen. And how do you earn that right? Well, you contribute in a significant way to society. Now, that could be defined and that can be debated. There can be lots of different ways to score that kind of a system. But in Robert Heinlein's novels, for example, Starship Troopers, in order to become a citizen and have the right to vote, you had to either serve in the military or serve in a nonprofit humanitarian mission, I think, for a couple of years. I think that's what he described in that book. And having the right to vote was a very sacred right because you earned it. So people valued it. And in order to earn that right, you had to sacrifice, you had to be qualified, you had to achieve, and you had to do something for society. Today we have people, anybody can vote, even illegals. They just march in. They've contributed nothing to our society. They've never even paid any taxes. They don't own property. They don't own a business. They don't create jobs, nothing. They just walk in, demand the right to vote, and they start voting against America. That's got to be stopped. That cannot be sustained. That needs to end now. But even Americans who were born here, but they've learned nothing. And there's a lot of those, you know, most of society is filled with people like that. I don't think that they deserve the right to vote until they prove that they can deal with that responsibility. You know, we need to have at least some kind of basic reading comprehension test, you know, some kind of IQ test, some kind of citizenship proof. You need to be able to prove, you know, show your ID when you vote. You need to be able to show that you're not brain dead. You need to be able to show that you can understand a sentence, just some basic things that, frankly, a lot of people can't do. There should be a little math test at the end of every ballot. Like, what is 2 + 3? If you don't get that right, you're not qualified to vote. I'm sorry. You have no business voting. But also, let's think about a merit-based system of who runs the country. You've got absolute morons now elected to Congress, like Ocasio-Cortez. She's an economic idiot. She knows nothing. She even graduated from a business school and still knows nothing. That's what's incredible. She has a diploma, but still is illiterate when it comes to economics. It's unbelievable. But we need to have some basic tests for members of Congress. You can't be a member of Congress if you're on Alzheimer's drugs, or if you're taking antidepressant drugs, or if you're on chemotherapy. All these pharmaceuticals, they impair brain function, and they should disqualify you from serving. The other thing is, if you don't know history, there should be a comprehensive history test. You know, at least as detailed as the history test that college students take to get into college, you know, on the ACT or the SAT, there should be some history questions. If you don't know history, if you don't understand the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the separation of the three branches of government, which Ocasio-Cortez doesn't know, by the way. She, like a moron, she said the three branches of government are, what, the White House, Congress, and the Senate. I mean, she's just so stupid. Just stupid. Just like the dumbest person ever elected to Congress. But who elected her? The dumbest voters ever. And this really showcases the multiple layers of the problem here. We need to have a merit-based system. You shouldn't be able to vote if you're an idiot. You shouldn't be able to get elected to Congress if you're a moron. And I know that all the snowflakes out there, oh, you're being so mean. No. You want to have people in charge of your government, of your nation? They need to be qualified people. They need to be smart. They need to be informed. They need to know history. They need to know about the founding of America. If they don't know those things, they have no business running for office, no business voting for office. You have to discern the difference between informed people versus morons. Otherwise, when the morons reach a majority, you have the moron majority, and that's where we are now. And all they do is vote for more and more handouts. That's why Democrats are winning elections, because the morons have achieved the majority. And the morons keep voting for more handouts, more entitlements, more economic insanity. And that's what the Democrats promised them. Ocasio-Cortez, again, she's a perfect showcase of just absolute idiocy. And she says, don't worry about how we want to pay for anything. Just want free health care for everybody, including illegals. And you ask her how you pay for it. Her answer is, just pay for it. Oh, okay. Just pay for it. This is the economic policy of the morons who are getting elected to Congress. It's pathetic. It's unsustainable. America is going down the sewer because you've got idiots running things. And Nancy Pelosi, she's like the medicated majority now. She's on Alzheimer's drugs. Her brain doesn't function. She can barely complete a sentence. She can't remember the names of anybody she's talking about. I mean, I'm sad for her, but she needs to be in a retirement center, not the Speaker of the House. It's incredible. And by the way, a lot of this would be accomplished by term limits. You need term limits. You know, you serve once in Congress or maybe twice max. That's it. You're out. It'd be better to just have it once. You get one term in the Senate. You get one term in the House. You get one term as president. That's it. You're out. And why does that matter? Why is that a good idea? Because then you don't have to run for re-election ever again. You get in and you do something good for America and you don't spend all your time fundraising. These professional politicians like John McCain, perfect example. What a sellout traitor to America. Piece of crap. Piece of crap human being. Deserve no honor in his death because his life was a life of treason and betraying his countrymen and countrywomen. What a disgusting excuse for a human being John McCain was. A totally corrupt, criminal-minded traitor. And yet, oh, what? What was his job? Being a professional politician so that he could be corrupt and he could do the deals and he could wield power and he could interfere with any laws that Trump wanted to get passed, like repealing Obamacare. McCain deep-sixed that, of course. That was his life's goal, was to just interfere with America. What a disgusting excuse for a pathetic human being. And yet, oh no, the state honors him. The state loves him. Why? Because he was a professional politician? That doesn't mean anything. I honor a farmer more than I honor John McCain. I honor a business entrepreneur more than I honor John McCain. I honor a fast food worker who scrubs toilets more than I honor John McCain. Piece of crap. Deserves no honor. Should take his name off all the battleships and buildings and everything else that's named after him. He deserves no place in American history. He's a traitor. Well, I've said enough about John McCain, but the point is we need to have a merit-based system. We need to have qualified people making decisions, qualified people in charge, but only temporarily. No lifetime politicians. And we'd have a whole different country if that were the case. And voting needs to be limited to those who are capable of intelligent thinking, for God's sake. And that's like less than half the population at this point. So think about these ideas for the next society, because this one's over. It's history. It's just a matter of how long the collapse takes. The next society is where we might have a chance to build something that makes sense. And in that next society, voting is a right that you have to earn. You don't get it just by being born, period. Thanks for listening. My name is Mike Adams. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Read my website, newstarget.com. Check out my news on President Trump at trump.news. Trump.news. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.